You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina.
This is Ricky.
I'm sweating for Jesus. How about you?
How about you? How about you? Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
We are watching the president on TV.
Yes.
And he has 5 objectives to stop immigration.
Yes.
Or to help immigration. And Gina was like, can he count that high?
I know, right? Jesus. But we know he's special.
Real special.
Very special.
So,
he's one of Jerry's kids.
Yeah. I don't even know if he qualifies for that.
True.
Damn. We're actually backing up on episodes, so this is one of the first episodes we backed up on. Back up on it, Gina.
Back up on it.
Oh, yeah. You feel it?
Uh-huh. It's working me good.
All right. Hey.
What's up? Say hi.
Oh, you might hear me slurping on my drink because...
That ain't really slurping on people.
Oh, it's a drink. Believe me.
That's what they said.
And because I ate right before the podcast. I was going to eat during the podcast because, you know, we're not fancy or anything. But I thought I would have my drink still, though. Is that okay, Gina?
I don't...
Is it okay if I slurp it up?
Slurp it, baby. Suck it like it's good. Mm.
Dick is good.
Dick is good.
I feel like, have you seen the SNL episode where the it has the two ladies that talk on the radio and then Alec Baldwin, the sweaty balls episode?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's what it reminds me of when we talk.
Or
it's like, that's
maybe
interesting.
Sort of like, yeah. What's her name? Linda.
Linda.
She gets with a clamp.
Oh, off Saturday Night Live, Linda.
Yes, Linda.
And for Clip, talk amongst yourself.
Yes, talk amongst yourself. Yes, I can't think of her last name. Sorry.
I love the church lady.
Oh, yes.
She's funny, too.
Satan.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
I don't know. What do we...
We're kind of, it's kind of hard to talk about stuff when we don't have Ryan and Misty here because we don't, you know, we don't have other ideas. But so, we're coming up with things. I want to talk about my biology teacher first.
Okay, go for it.
I was on my laptop talking to Gina, and I swear to God, if I hear my professor compare a movie to the life cycle of a mold, of a plant, of a lion, I'm going to puke. This guy is so nerdy. I mean, he's like totally geeked out. Like, he was like, you know the movie Aliens, where they have this sucker face that implants the egg into you, and then they develop, and then they burst out of you?
Yummy.
Well, that's how a mold grows. And I was like, you know what? Did I pay 200-some dollars to come in here and to learn about aliens?
Yes.
No. I came in here to dissect a fetal pig and get the hell out of here. I don't give a shit about movies. But he's totally dorked out. You know, Jono at work.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like him.
Wow.
But is nothing like Jono.
Like
he's
him.
Totally... Like, today, I swear to God, I think he came in his pants when somebody was talking about spores and ovules and all that crap. I was like, whatever.
Wow.
And the girl next to me was, like, writing dork on her paper, and I was like, stupid, and she was, like, geek. And then my ex, Kevin... He always says nerdy boys need loving, too.
True.
Well, this guy, totally nerdy. I mean, he really needs some loving.
It'd be one of those things where I guess the looks would be where it'd take over. Because you'd have to tell him, shut up. Don't say anything. Just shut up.
Right.
Let's have sex. Shut the fuck up.
I don't even know if I could have sex with him because I'm pretty sure he would compare it to some kind of movie.
No.
And it wouldn't be like an awesome porn. Right. You know, it wouldn't be anything like that. But...
Well, here's a question to pose to people out there, our listeners. Why is it that whenever you're going to a birthday party or some kind of gathering where a gift is involved, why in the fuck do we put the person's name who's getting the gift on the gift?
It's kind of pointless because we already know who it's going to, right?
I mean, is there a police out there that if you don't put the name on there, then it's up for grabs? Anybody can open it?
Well, I know when I was a kid, my parents would buy our friend a gift, mm-hmm. but they would also buy us the same gift.
Right.
So it was like my birthday plus my friend's birthday.
That's cool.
But
wow.
That wasn't good when it came to my sisters and brothers because they didn't do the same thing. When it was my sister's birthday, it was her birthday only, and we didn't get shit.
Oh,
and we couldn't understand the concept of why. Well, what is the difference between buying me the same thing that my friend has and not?
Hello.
Of course, they probably didn't want to buy their son a Barbie doll. I could see that.
Especially the daddy.
Yeah.
The mother probably didn't really bother her too much, but you know, daddy's.
Well, I really didn't play with dolls when I was a kid, but. This is what my mom told me. You have?
Well, I play with dolls, but I had fun with my
stepdad. Blow up dolls do not count.
Well, true. My poor stepdad, he had it bad because I used to like dress up as a girl and everything and act like a girl whenever I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
I know, right? Gina, a girl? Oh my god. Call to stop the presses.
But this is how my mom said that she knew I was gay. When I was like in fourth grade, and my sister was probably in third, and they had bought me a Bon Jovi cassette and my sister a Madonna cassette.
Y'all switched.
No, I kept the Bon Jovi cassette, but I stole my sister's Madonna cassette. So she said, ever since then, I knew there was something different about you. And I was like, well, why didn't you ever say anything to me? I mean,
same thing with my parents.
Like 15, 16 years old when I feel like weird.
Right.
Because all I want to do is fuck a bunch of boys.
Exactly.
Or hit on my gym teacher.
Right, yes.
And,
or my shop teacher.
Oh, shop teacher. Well, my shop teacher was a big old lesbian. But my agriculture teacher, he was hot.
Weird. But my shop teacher, he was a nerd. I mean, he's a typical-looking nerd. I mean, with
the glasses
shape, the facial features,
uh-huh.
the hair style,
the clothes.
And everything. Yes.
Oh, nerdy boys need loving too.
He exuded the gayness, which I didn't.
Oh, he was gay?
Yeah. I really don't know.
Wanted him to be gay, didn't you?
Well, he claims that he was a pedophile.
He said he was a pedophile?
Yes.
And he taught school.
Well, he didn't ever do anything.
Well,
I wanted him to. Oh God, I wanted him to. Oh, I dreamed about him taking me back into the wood closet and giving me some wood.
The tool room and
yes.
just showing me how the tools are used.
Yes. Give me a demonstration. Turn my nuts.
He's going to show you how to drill, huh?
That's right. He's going to drill Gina.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gina, a lot of people seem to drill Gina.
Some people do, yes.
Yeah.
They've had the pleasure.
Yes. The pleasure?
Yes.
This isn't Publix. So,
But yes, yeah. If anybody would like to comment on that, the card thing or the gift thing, we'd like to hear. Send us some fucking email, goddammit.
I know. Comments, no. We're not receiving comments, and we're not receiving emails, but yet one of our shows was downloaded 237 times.
A lot.
What the hell? Oh, Gay's Okay finally joined the map.
Yes, I saw that.
But
yes.
He didn't let anybody know.
Right, yeah.
But he's cool with me.
Yeah, he's very
yeah.
cool.
He's cute. Did you see his picture?
Yes, I did.
He's
yes,
cute.
Cute.
And he's next
cute.
To the river.
And sorry, Gay's Okay. I read the little note on your live journal that I forget the person's name left about us being so goo-goo gaga over you. I'm sorry. You should be picked on.
He should be honored that we're goo-goo gaga over him.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, we're famous. Hello. Duh. We had 235 people download
right?
us.
Jesus.
That means they want to fuck us.
Yeah.
Hard.
We're delicious.
We're awesome.
Yeah.
In our dreams.
Right? Jesus. Back to reality.
I want to download Ricky.
Yeah.
Mm. Download this.
Yeah, download it hard.
Ooh, did you hear that?
What?
I was like, boom, with my cup. My drinking cup.
Yes.
My other cup's away right now. Ooh, I'm feeling a little frisky today.
Oh, Randy.
I'm actually, this might be ghetto, and maybe this is a question we should ask too. You know, it's pretty bad when you try to hook up via text message, you know, like AIM or Yahoo or MSN.
Mm-hmm.
But is it really ghetto to hook up over text on your cell phone?
Is that your only communication?
With this person?
Yes.
No, I could talk to them online, but I used their phone instead because I don't want to. Because I was talking to you online. I couldn't. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I was studying. I was learning about aliens and moss.
Yes. Spores and spums.
But yeah, email us or comment us if you have ever text messaged on the phone to hook up.
Right.
And let us know how it went, or if you think it's ghetto, or you think it's cool.
I guess it can't be any worse than just like speaking to somebody maybe the first time and then deciding to go, you know, play with
right.
them.
Right. But this guy that I'm trying to hook up with, I had a class with last semester,
ooh.
And he's like a down low brother,
oh.
apparently. Uh-huh. But right. I could tell as soon as he walked in the room, I was like, alright,
like, down low. Mm-hmm.
He's cute. I'm not going to say any names, but he's
no,
cute.
Let's not. I don't want to mess it up.
So, in our news today, we learned of a, how old was he, 12-year-old kid?
No, he's
16. He was 16 years old, and he went into a convenience store and stole a case of beer, and his sentence was 10 years in prison.
It was somebody's house.
Oh, it was in their house?
Yeah.
I thought it was a convenience store.
Well, no, it was a refrigerator that was out in their garage. The garage door was open or whatever, and he went out there and got it.
10 years.
I know, right? What the fuck is that?
He's 16. I mean, and it wasn't even in a store. It wasn't even shoplifting.
I know, right? It was just...
I think that's too harsh. I mean,
that kid shouldn't get
10 years
like
in prison, but someone could kill someone.
I know. And he's in fucking
4 years.
Stark. Do you know where Stark is?
No.
Do you know anything about Stark?
No.
That is like a maximum prison. I mean, that's where Ted Bundy was. And Ted Bundy got
in Florida?
Yes, it's up in North Florida.
Ted Bundy was in Florida?
Yes, that's where his ass got fried with the old Sparky.
Oh, I didn't even know he died.
Oh, yes.
I thought he was in California.
No.
That's Charles Manson. He killed people in Florida?
I believe some of his victims
were. Is that the Highway Strangler guy?
I'm not sure.
You didn't do your research?
I did most of it.
What the?
Fuck Monday. I was talking about Mr. Kid, Mr. Young Guy. Poor guy. You know he's getting fucked in prison. You know he is.
That's... Well, you said that he had been convicted of stealing a bag of chips
yes.
when he was 14?
I think it was probably around, probably in there, maybe a little bit younger.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he was put on 2 years probation, or he was put on probation for that. And then according to, I guess, Florida law or whatever, they get into being an adult in the court's eyes. So that's why.
Is that like because of strike two or something? You know, that three strikes you're out thing?
Exactly.
That's
still a bag of chips. You're kind of bad.
You steal a case of beer from a house?
You're asking
10 years.
Hey, what do you want it or not?
Hey. Ooh, what if he's getting like beer cans stuffed up his ass? Not like a real beer can, but like a guy's dick. Like beer can dick.
I had one almost that size.
What?
China's a whore. China's a whore.
Nothing like that comes close to me at all.
Took a while.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
It took a while.
It's probably like fisting.
Huh?
Oh, I said it's probably like fisting.
Well, that could have been considered, yes, but no, China don't get fisted.
That's weird.
Stop it, baby. We don't get fisted here, baby.
Stop the madness.
China, don't get fisted.
Even when I don't want to say this because I don't want people to think that, like, I watched this crap, but, like, when I see pictures of people fisting or movies, I just, like, want to vomit. I just don't get the satisfaction out of that. If you know the satisfaction, or if you know someone that knows the satisfaction, please email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. I want to know what the big deal is about it.
Yes, tell us.
Because I don't understand the concept of two fists being up your ass.
Ow.
And how that helps.
Ow.
I mean, I'm okay with a finger.
I don't even like that.
But you like a penis, right?
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with a finger?
I know, don't that sound crazy? It's like, don't stick your finger up my ass. Dick up my ass.
Why have the inchworm when you can have the snake?
I know, it's like, fuck the worm, honey, give me the snake. I don't know, I don't like it.
I don't get that. Do you listen
to,
too
small.
What is, the podcast, The Distorted View? Did I tell you about that one?
Yes, you did tell me about it.
Plug. Yeah. What about the porn of the Japanese women that stick funnels in their nose? The guy jacks off in the funnel and she snorts it out of her mouth and then kisses him.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is that? I don't know. No, that was on PNS Explosion where the woman had the champagne in her
pussy. Oh, that was on The Distorted View, though.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
too?
That was from The Distorted View.
Oh, that was awesome.
Was that like gross?
I don't know.
PNS Explosion, you guys rock.
Yes.
We love you.
You guys are great.
We love the PNS Explosion.
Yes.
Patrick, Noah, and Scott.
Yes.
You're hot. Patrick, he's a little nerdy, but I think he's cute.
Is he the one on the left, far left?
He's the one at the front one.
Oh, the queen?
I don't know. No.
In that kind of pose, honey, he's the kind of
that's
a queen.
True.
Now, I think the one in the back left side with the actual
that, the
headphones.
Yes. I think that is... I don't know. I think it's Noah.
Y'all need to write us and tell us.
Well,
y'all listen to our podcast. I know y'all listen to our podcast, PNS Explosion.
You know, they've explained it a million times to listeners, but I never get it right. Because, like, Patrick...
I've never heard the explanation.
I get his voice, and I identify his voice with his picture.
Yeah.
But... Noah and Scott, I totally get them mixed up because I think their voices are reverse. And that's why I don't know really
right.
which one's which.
Yeah. So, isn't that crazy whenever you hear somebody's voice for a certain amount of time and then you see their face, you're like,
right?
No.
Or like you're like in the store and you're like checking out this really hot guy, he's all beef and just, you know, you would bow down and like lick his foot. And then he goes, "Hey, how are you?"
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh, God. Like a purse falls out of his mouth.
I know, right? The disappointment. Jesus Christ.
You're like, oh, man.
Whenever I see those and they do that, I'm like, no.
No.
You're too
could you take yummy. Some steroids to maybe, I don't know, deepen
don't
your
know, right?
voice or something?
Yeah. Or, especially if they act all feminine, too. That is worse.
No, what if they had, what if they were, like, really butch and their voice was like, and they had one of those voice things over their mouth that goes, "Hey, bitch, you want this, don't you? Yeah, come get daddy." And when they take off the thing, like, "Come get daddy, you want to suck my cock, don't you?
Daddy.
Yeah, come suck my cock. Suck my cock, boy.
Suck my cock, boy."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those just... I don't like
those
them.
Those scare me.
They
well,
do.
Not scare me, but
it's disappointing.
It's like an illusion.
Know,
like,
right?
You're seeing what you really want.
Exactly. It's like,
and then you don't really get what you
it's
want.
It's like hearing about Hostile and then seeing the movie and going,
oh, Hostile.
Whoa.
No, Hostile.
Hostile, yes.
Hostile, the movie, sucks ass and not in a good way. It was...
Awesome porn movie.
Yeah, it was an awesome porn movie at the beginning, and that dark-headed guy was really, really cute, the one that made it through or whatever.
The last one?
Yeah. But Saw was so much better.
Oh, God, hell yes.
I mean,
Saw
was awesome.
Well, can't wait for number 3.
I know, right?
You know there's got to be a number 3.
I know, right?
Right? Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
What about the guys that talk like this?
I know.
Oh my God. Totally, I think they're from like California. Oh my God! Like, oh my God! Like, you know, like
for sure.
Can I? Yeah. For sure.
Totally, for sure.
Gnarly,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it's like,
oh my God! Let's go work out and burn off all of our carbs that we ate.
Yes, because I ate too many. I had three beans.
That is totally like three carbs. Becky, you are so fat.
I know. I'm like an elephant.
You are not going to be one of those rap guy girlfriends if you just... Ugh.
I know.
You disgust me.
I know. I'm like so fat.
Ew, that was
gross.
I weigh
100 pounds. I need to lose like 50. I'm just like, a cow, move.
Ew. You have like skin on your body. McDonald's has made me feel drunk.
That's good.
That's not good, because that means there's addictive ingredients in the McDonald's.
Ooh, that's good.
Maybe I should sue them.
Oh, and just as a, like, what do you call that word? Were you, a segue back to what we were talking to about the poor kid, that the 16-year-old that's getting fucked in prison because he stole some beer. He also tried to get clemency from our great governor in our state, but... he's denied.
You mean the retard's brother?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, retard junior, mm-hmm. I think.
No, it wouldn't be junior.
That's right, Bush is junior.
It'd just be retard brother.
Yes.
This you is have retard president. You have retard president and retard brother governor.
Yes. Yes.
Who is sucking the money out of the school system in Florida. But we won't go there because I'm biased. I'm going to be a teacher.
That's right.
Where's I don't want to get angry.
Florida lottery.
I don't want to get angry.
Yes.
You don't want to make this angry.
Okay, so I guess we could talk about a interesting subject, the gay rights for handicaps. Should be an interesting subject. Why not? Fucking retard.
Well, I think that they have them. We just
don't
know
about
of them.
Yeah.
But,
because whenever I was, like, straightly married...
You were married?
Right?
No
way! Throw me out of your fucking chair.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, I know. Gina
you
was
were
married.
Married?
Yes, Gina was married. Surprise.
No
surprise.
Way! Oh my god. I am.
We can name this episode, What the Fuck? Gina
right?
was married?
That's totally the name of this one. Shut up. My heart's about to like fall out of my butt.
Am I going to have to get some defibrillators and like revive your ass
I know,
or something?
Right?
Jesus Christ.
What was she like, really butch or something?
She was probably, yeah, you could probably consider her on the manly side.
Was she a lesbian?
No.
Did y'all have children?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
No.
How long were you married? Oh my god, am I Phil Donahue or what?
Let's see, we were together for 10 years and married legally for like 8.
No!
I know, shocking.
Oh my god. I don't know if you can tell the difference. We're filming at Gina's apartment and it has like probably what, 10 foot ceilings?
Yes.
And you may hear like echoes, but stop the press. I still can't get over this. What?
Yes, Gina was married. Gina had sushi for 24
Oh
for
my
a while.
God. Yes. How did you survive?
Society.
Did
I
you
mean,
cheat on her with other men?
No, I didn't. She cheated on me with another man, but I didn't do it. No.
Horror?
I know, right? Jesus Christ. She didn't even share, bitch. Not that I would have wanted any, but, you know.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Not him.
Not him?
No.
But what?
I know. It's just, but yeah.
I don't, like, why? Did you, like, I think we've already...
You want to hear why we got together? You're going to
yes.
fucking laugh at this. Okay, world, here it comes. You're fixing to find out about Gina's
maybe we
wonderful.
Should call it the Gina exclusive.
Yes, the Gina exclusive. Okay, whenever, we met when I was probably 18, 19, because I was, like, totally out of school. And,
totally out of school?
I was, like, totally out of school, you know.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Did you talk like this when you met her?
Oh, no.
Okay.
She hated that too. I do it every once in a
while. Oh,
just
really?
To piss her off. But,
just like a man.
I know, right? But actually, I was husband number 2 for her. Okay, get this.
Was the first one gay?
Oh, yes.
No way!
The first one was totally gay.
Did you sleep with him?
No, but I wanted to.
Of course. What am I thinking?
I had a chance with number 3, but I didn't take it.
No.
I'm serious.
Wait!
China's so hard. Yes.
China.
I'm serious. She was in love with her first husband because and she didn't want him to be gay. It was sad, but she didn't want him to be gay. So
well, of course not. She's married to him.
Well, yeah. So, but then when she finally realized that, you know, sorry, he's gonna suck dick whether you like it or not.
Right.
She decided to come home because she was overseas.
Was he British?
No, he was Navy.
Oh, he was American?
Yes.
Oh, even better.
Yes. He was one of the Navy. Seamen. Yeah, he was a seaman. Seaman, yes. Mm-hmm. And he was getting seamen.
I love seamen.
Me too. On my chest. Or my back.
What about on your gyna? On your hairy gyna?
Oh, yes. On the outside, just spray the outside.
Let's the hair grow?
Yes.
And it even dries like Elmer's glue, so you can peel it off.
It sticks together. Hey, it's like getting fucks in a hair wax at the same time. Just peel it off and it pulls the hair out.
Oh, no. Stop it. That is ridiculous. Ow.
Yeah. But whenever when she finally realized that he was gay and that was it, that there was no more, she decided that she had this bright idea to find another gay guy.
You.
Yes. Gina. Turn him straight.
Did she? She turned you straight?
No. Actually, the opposite.
She turned you gay?
No, she brought my gayness out.
Oh!
She suppressed my gayness for so long that it just busted out. It
just like Dorothy Gale or something?
Oh, it came flying out, honey.
Oh, damn.
It was like...
No stopping you.
I'm not stopping anymore.
Can't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get enough.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Yeah.
Go, Gina. Go, Gina. Go, Gina. Bust it out. Bust it out. I'm gay. Bust it out. Oh, if somebody puts that... What if somebody records that and they put it in an intro and send it to us?
That would be so cool.
Anyway, you came out. You busted out.
Well, the problem was she decided that was going to be her gay experiment, that if she got me to go straight, then she would do the same thing with him. She would, you know, go back to him and do the same
thing. Was she part of, like, that Exodus group people that say they can turn straight people or gay people straight?
I don't know. She was delusional, I think.
I think so, because that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. So, no, we were together for a while, and then it just...
A while?
Yeah.
You were together for, like, almost 2 decades.
I know, right? But it just got to a point where Gina had to have some dick, so.
Damn, you went 18 years without dick?
Yeah. I looked at it, but I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God.
It was sad.
Y'all
can send me sympathy cards if you like.
Yeah, if you'd like, please send pictures of your penises to foulmonkeys@gmail.com. We will totally rate them, talk about them, but we will not share them.
Exactly. We will be greedy.
Yes, because we're greedy bitches like
That's
that.
That's right.
And I can say it, I like looking at penises.
Me too.
Penises I love
are
them.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Penises are beautiful.
You should have seen the card that I gave my mother for her birthday.
Oh, no.
It was good. It wasn't bad. It just had this hunky dude on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And on the inside, on the outside it says, this guy doesn't care how old you are.
Uh-huh.
And on the I think it said something like that. But on the inside it says, because he can't count that high.
Uh-huh.
It said, happy birthday. And I was like, I don't care. And I wrote in there, I don't care if he can't count that high. I just want to make sure he measures up.
Oh. Is your mom, like, pretty liberal?
Yes. She's okay with the gay thing.
Cool.
She knew it before I did.
Oh, whenever, like my mom.
Yes, because whenever I told her.
Did you steal your sister's Madonna tape?
No,
oh, Madonna wasn't even out when you were your little.
I know. But I wore their clothes.
Did you steal her Janis Joplin cassette?
No, but I wore a dress to school for Halloween one day.
That's hot.
And kept it on the whole day.
That's hot.
I mean, it was like a Victorian gown.
No.
I'm serious.
Did you have a parcel and everything?
No, I was playing a female vampire victim.
Oh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
I even went to PE in my dress.
No. Did you curtsy?
Oh, yes. I was out there just playing, doing my physical ed in my dress.
No, that's crazy.
Yes, I know. I'm glad they didn't take any pictures back then.
Oh. Great. Were there cameras?
Yes.
Oh, we're busting on each other tonight. 3 for me, none for Gina. No, but where were... Oh, the third one. You said there was a third husband and you almost had a chance with
him. Oh, even better even after this. Okay, get this. Okay, whenever we split up and I went my way and she stayed where she was at, I would go down there and visit every once in a while, just, you know, for the hell of it. Because we were still friends, you know, no big deal. There ain't no sense in just ruining a friendship because I want some cock.
Right.
So, and she'd actually, I think she'd met her third husband, like, a little bit before we split up. I think she was seeing him a little bit before, if you get what I'm saying.
What a bitch.
I know. And,
how come she was allowed to have cock and you weren't?
Because she was a bitch like that.
Horror. Is she in Lakeland?
No, she's in Bartow.
Oh my god, so she could totally listen to this. Well, anyone could download. What if she's one of the 235 that downloaded the show?
Oh well.
If it is, please email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
I am not a bitch.
Or comment on our website everyone can see it. That's and join our Frapper map.
Yes. The bitch lives here.
The bitch is back in town.
Yes. So, funny enough is that me and him actually became friends.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I was actually his best man at their wedding.
No. Did you wear your dress?
No, I actually wore all black.
Like a funeral?
Yes. I was the only one in pure black. Everything.
So, are they divorced now?
Yes. She's on number 4.
Damn, Liz
four
Taylor.
Or 5. I think she's on 4.
Shit.
Write us and tell us which one you're on.
Right.
I can't remember.
Oh my god, right?
I think it's like telephone.
Oh my god, and totally piss you off, I'm going to totally say it like this. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes. Tell us which one you're on. I think it's 4. It could be 5.
4, 5, 6, whatever.
Yes.
So. I don't care.
I don't either.
How you doing?
Okay.
So, well, we are 32 minutes. Yes. It doesn't even feel like it.
I know. We should continue.
Should we stop or should we keep going? Do you have anything else to talk about?
I don't know.
Remember, we're trying to stockpile.
Yes, true.
And we can keep all this in, because people need to hear his plan. I mean, they need to hear the background.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So, you know what? When it is, you know, we usually have Misty and Ryan. We record on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. We normally don't have a problem keeping up with conversation. Mm-hmm. And I don't think tonight we have.
No.
But I think on the, like, Tuesday shows, we should have the listeners either email us or comment on the website about subjects we should talk about.
Exactly.
Like, what was, did you have a girl? Like, I had two prom dates in high school.
Oh, really?
And I didn't mean to touch you.
Getting all excited here.
But I also had a girlfriend, like, 7th through, like, 11th or 12th grade.
I never dated in school.
And, okay, get this. My name is, I don't want to say my last name. I can't tell the story if I don't say it.
Dilemma.
A famous actor that was married to Elizabeth Taylor.
Uh-huh.
And her name was Mae West. And she was a lesbian.
Mae West?
Yeah.
The real Mae West?
No, not the real Mae West. I wasn't alive when you were.
Oh, I wasn't alive whenever this thing was throwing her pussy around.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Okay.
So, but she totally was a lesbian and I was totally gay. And it was, like, cool because we stayed at each other's house and we slept in the same bed, but we never did anything. It was cool.
That's cool. That's how me and my ex was when we first started dating. We slept a few times and never did anything.
She should have caught up to that, right?
What's that?
You guys weren't sleeping together, so maybe there was an issue.
Oh, no, she knew beforehand that I was gay. That was her intent.
What?
Her intent was to find
a gay
person.
Why did you get married to her?
I was stupid.
You did it to get the tax money, didn't
no,
you?
No, actually, it was. it's the old thing about, you know, society, you know, the gay thing in society,
yeah.
You know, let's get married, have a family. Well, I tried that, but it didn't work. So any of you out there who are gay and think that you can just get married and have kids and all that stuff and it'll get rid of your gayness, it don't work, sorry.
No, there's no way to get rid of my gayness.
You were born gay. Get real, you know, deal with it.
Right. So, okay, we're running 35 minutes. I think it's time to go.
Yeah, I think we should go.
And Misty was saying how we always say it's time to go, but yet we keep talking for like 10 minutes.
But we're supposed to. That's part of the closing.
Yeah. Oh.
Guess
what?
Important phone call. Let's
No, that's not true. A phone call. It's my your friend date. That I'm trying to.
Your date.
Ooh. Yeah, but oh well. He said he couldn't answer right now. Damn it. So I'm just calling. I got his phone number. Fuck.
We're almost done anyway, so you can call him
right after. Right. What if then, I call him on the show?
And then we can get a report afterwards on the next show.
So we want to remind you to visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com and download and listen to the show. Well, of course, you've already downloaded and listened to the show.
Well, the ones in the future, ones tell in your the
friends.
Past,
tell please. Your friends. Yeah. I personally think episode 4, right, with Ryan and Misty. That's the one with Ryan and Misty, the first one. Where we talk about
Arnold and
Arnold and Daryl. Mm-hmm. I personally think that's the best one so far.
Really?
What do you think?
I'm kind of partial to the one afterwards.
Oh, with just us two?
Yeah.
Well, you're only saying that because it's 235 downloads.
Well, I think it's just good. It's just the essence of.
That's
this
true.
Was actually a good show, even though it was kind of.
Gina, you made me go off on a tangent.
What?
I need to tell the listeners to go to the website and make comments and tell all your friends about it. And I'm going to email a couple podcasts that I listen to, and maybe they can plug us.
Yeah,
I can call
us.
And do introductions we'll plug you to the too. Shows. Yeah, we'll plug them.
Please write us and plug us, and we'll plug you, and let's cross-plug each other.
Also, make sure you go to iTunes.
Yes.
Tell your friends all about iTunes. Tell them to search for Foul Monkeys. Download all the episodes and listen to them.
Also, please email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us any comments, complaints. Tell us to go fuck off. We don't care.
Oh, just we totally need complaints. Whatever. We haven't had complaints yet.
I know.
And I know there's somebody that's fucking offended.
There has to be. Come on, people. We know you're fucking offended. What
also,
else we gotta do?
Right.
Can we talk about fucking dead people?
Right.
Let's talk about fucking dead people. Shit.
And you talked about touching Daryl in a special place. And you totally have not went over that yet, but that's
well,
next show.
That's
next
show.
Show.
You will find out what that statement meant by Daryl and Arnold. I thought Daryl was big.
So
there is an explanation coming.
Anyway. Also, don't forget to go to our website and sign up on our Frapper map, the Kingdom map. We really want to see where everyone is listening from.
Yeah.
We have someone from Salem, Virginia. That was Gays Okay. We have someone from Canada.
Canadian.
We have like 5 people from Florida.
Yeah.
And considering 4 of us are on the show.
I know, right? Hello.
That's kind of crazy. But so we did the website. We did iTunes. Oh, make sure you go to Podcast Alley and vote for our podcast.
We
really appreciate it. Oh, and on iTunes, please, please write us reviews.
Yes.
Gays Okay has written us a review.
Right.
We need someone else,
yes,
so
please
write a review on iTunes.
And also a definite big shout out again. I know he's probably tired. If he's listening to these podcasts, he's probably tired of hearing his name, but thanks, Chris.
Yes, I emailed him and I told him, please send us the information. We need to plug you.
Yes.
Listen, we had 235 people download our show. That's 235 people you could sell to. Could you imagine?
If they were all gay and they needed internet hosting service. Chris is the bomb, people.
He could totally be rich.
Oh my god. I mean, he's so helpful.
And
extremely helpful.
I know.
I mean, I'm a geek.
Late guy in Canada could use Chris.
There you go.
So, and because he wants to set up his own podcast.
There you go, Chris.
Late guy in Canada. If you hang out for a little bit, I'll get you the information from Chris as soon as he gives it to me. Y'all can chat, talk, whatever you need to do, set up what you need to do.
And Chris, because
he started on WordPress
up.
Also.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's on there as well.
Cool.
So, okay, well, we're going to end the show.
Yes.
We love every one of you guys. Please keep downloading. Give us feedback. We need feedback.
Tell your friends.
Also, we want Kathy to be back on the show, but no one seems to email us to let us know. We need, she will not come back on the show until you make her feel like a diva.
Yes. Make her the queen she is.
Right. So you guys have a good week.
Yes.
This will be on,
whenever.
When is this, Saturday? I don't
who
know.
Knows?
We don't know when
this
shit's coming out.
Just
they
wait
just
for
come
it,
in order.
Bitches.
This is episode 8, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have a good week.
Yes. We
peace
love
out.
You.
Take care.
All right. Fuck you.